Okay, so moving right along for today, and we're in Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, page 85, Kuf Nun Dalet Yud Aleph. All halach is interesting, but this is really interesting. So Machaber says as follows: Nero Shel Shavua, wax candles. Candles made out of wax. Shenastam Kusi La'ove La'avodas Kochavim. And a non-Jew donated them to Avodah Zorah. The Kivan Shamash, and the Shamas of the Avodah Zorah extinguished the candle. Like I said yesterday, you know, everybody's got to make a parnosa somehow. Then Nasnam Omachron Yisrael, and he gave them or he sold them to Jews. And like I said, you know, you got to make a parnosa somehow. Aser La'alikom Beis HaKnesses. So those candles, you're not allowed to light those candles in shul. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so here, again, it was given to a house of worship of Avodah Zarah, non-Jewish house, to be used there to light, the Mishnah Berurah says. And the shamas of the church extinguished it. So now that's very important because there's such a concept in halacha that we have avodah zarah, and then we're not allowed to use avodah zarah. We're not allowed to use it. We're not allowed to use it. We're not allowed to derive any bev with nothing. But if a non-Jew is mevatalit, in other words, not a Jew, but if a non-Jew nullifies it, in other words, no self-respecting non-Jew would degrade their deity or something that's a deity to them. So therefore, if by him extinguishing it, he shows the shamas himself of the church, shows that it's not a avodah zarah anymore. He's been mevatel it, as we call it. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it. Nisbatel mayim shem noy avodas kochavim. So it's now not a beautification of avodah zarah anymore, because the gabai, or whatever you call him, by extinguishing it, makes it bato. So the halacha is, in such a case, that you'd be allowed to use it. So then the problem is, so why does the Machaber say, why can you not use it in this case? Mishnah Berurah explains, because you're right. If you went up to the, I'm not saying you should do this, but let's say the guy who runs, the executive director, right, that's the title now, not the shamans, but it's the executive director of the Avodah Zorah, says, you know, I'm trying to make a site. So again, we're not talking about whether he was allowed to do it or not, but he wants to sell you call it a devotion candle, right? That's what they call it? That's what happens when you go to a Catholic college. So you could buy it and you can use it in your own house. There's nothing wrong with that. Why? Because he blew it out. He took it out of the church. He was mevatalit. So why can't you use it in a shul? So Mishnah Berurah explains, you probably figure this out, because it's mois. It's disgusting. Disgusting to use something that was once, even though it was nullified from avodah zarah, it's not proper. It's disgusting to use it in a shul for a mitzvah. It's disgusting. So therefore, you can't use it. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah explains that let's say they had an abundance of candles, and now the executive director of the church comes over and says, "Want to buy a candle?" Right? You know, like, and it was never lit before. Right? It was never lit. So then, Mishnah Berurah says, then you can even use it in the shul. Okay, so you can't use it in the shul. What does that mean? You can't use it in the shul. So the Mishnah Berurah says that means any halakha of mitzvah. So in other words, not again, don't forget that it wasn't just for lights, right? Obviously for lights they had chandeliers and they had candles, or they had oil, right? We discussed that, right? They had oil in candelabras, and that's what they had light for. But the Mishnah Berurah, not only could you not use that, but you couldn't use it for a Havdalah candle, right? Make a lot of sense. Or a Hanukkah candle, or to learn by it. All these things would be aser. And also not only in shul, but anything of mitzvah, you can't use something that was made originally for avodah zarah. That was made originally for avodah zarah. Okay? Yeah, so let's go up to the Ramah. The Afal Gashim Mutarim, the Hadal, as I explained before, even though a regular person could use it, still the Shul can't use that candle. Now, the Ramah says, Umumar Avodas Kochavim Shinitan, turn the page, Shava Onel Levesach Nesis. Let's say you have a Jew who went out of the fold. And you know the way it is. So he donated wax or candles to the shul. Asr la adliko. So the Ramah says you can't use it. Can't use it. And you're this with Kuflama test. Okay, look over there. Okay, so so let's go back a little. So the Mishnah, so the Ramah said so the halacha is you can't use any of these things for a shul. So the Mishnah Brura has a very interesting question. The Mishnah Brura says, could you make, like I mentioned yesterday, could you make base tifla, shalavos kacham, if you have a church, you have a house of worship of another religion, could you make it into a shul? So he brings down from the Magen Avraham that the Magen Avraham was lenient, was mekil, and the Magen Avraham's reasoning is because the building itself was not, ki lo nevar habayis atzmo me'olam, because the building, the walls, were never worshipped. There was an idol in the building, and that was worship, but the building itself, now obviously we're talking about that you got rid of the Ozara, that goes without saying. But again, could you use the building itself? So again, so he brings down from the Magen Avraham that you could, but he brings down from the Eli Rabba that you can't. That you can't. Right. So the Mishnah Berurah there's a long beer halacha about this where the Chofetz Chaim says that it depends on the type of place it is, and we see this in halacha. Like, did they bring in an actual bazaar? In other words, we have these things in halacha, like, what kind of church was it? Is it a Catholic church? That's worse, right? Because they have images and statues and all this stuff. Whereas if it's another denomination, it's less of a problem. But if we bring everything together, now, believe it or not, there's a number of yeshivas, one in town, that used to be a church. I know one in the Midwest, and I know one in New York, which used to be one yeshiva in New York, a very famous yeshiva, used to be a church. So I remember I spoke to the Rosh Yeshiva about what he did. So again, let's bring all the concepts together. You have to be mevatel it. So in other words, even if they moved out, but you have to have somebody do something degrading to it. So this Rosh Yeshiva told me something I don't remember, it always stuck in my mind. He said, in New York it's easy, because what's the classic way to be mevatel? Throw a rock and break a window. So he said, in New York that's easy, to get a minority and say, here, I'll give you $20, could you throw a rock and break that window? Okay, even if he's a tzaddik, he'll say, well, whose building? It's my building. Your kid, no, it's my building, I'm telling you, you won't get into trouble. Sure, you know, like, no problem, right? So that's what he told me they did. They probably were mocking me, had a few rocks. But also they didn't use the main sanctuary for a year. They used it as a storage room and stuff like that. And that's usually what they do. That's usually what they do, no matter what the denomination is. Tomorrow, Meretz Hashem, we'll get into the second part, the Ramah, which is, of course, very nogeah for us. Very nogeah for us. And that is, the Ramah said that if there's a Jew who's a mumar for avodas kochavim, and he makes a donation, he pays for the lighting bill, right? He gives wax or candles to the shul. So the Ramah said you can't accept it. You're not allowed to accept it. So obviously this is huge. So let's say you have a non-firm person. Okay, the Ramah talked about an over. Let's say you have a non-firm person, and the person comes up and says, "I'll give you $1 million." Can you take it? The Ramah talked about wax or candles. How about if he wanted to donate something else? Let's say he wanted to donate tables and chairs or something. I don't know, whatever. So So believe it or not, this is where it's all at. This Ramah. Okay, but in Mirza Hashem, we'll see that tomorrow. Okay. Not just the Ramah, there's a Ma'abit, but that's what's happening.